Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Against the Light by Dave Duncan, performed by Ralph Lister. Chapter 1. Silas did not sleep at all the night before. It was neither care nor worry that kept him wide-eyed, staring into the dark. He had nothing to fear, for he was a diligent priest, serving the light as well as he was able. His faith was strong. He had every confidence that his brief term of service in this world would be followed by life everlasting in the loving arms of his heavenly Father. No, it was joy and anticipation that roiled in Silas Fage's mind during those long hours. Justice was sweet, not revenge. He must not think of it as revenge. Revenge was violence, and therefore forbidden by the teacher. Excepting violence against unbelievers, of course, which this probably would be. Revenge was personal, and Fage had done nothing at all to bring about this retribution. It was all God's doing, and therefore it was divine justice, not revenge. Morning would bring punishment for an old wrong. Fage had never forgotten the crime, but he had never sought revenge. The father had not forgotten it either. And now he was rewarding his servant's long diligence by letting him carry word of the sentence to the guilty one. Today, the punishment would begin. Morning was a long time coming. Fage must have dozed toward the end, because rooster's cries were a sudden reminder that he must rise to ring the castle bell and perform the dawn service, welcoming the light. Another who slept little that night was Agnes Woodbridge. As was her custom after the servants had been sent off to bed, for some were not of the true faith, and hence not to be trusted, she had gone down to the hidden chapel to pray to the Mother. There, as always, she gave thanks on her knees for all the blessings she had received. She prayed to be worthy. She prayed for Edgar, the best, kindest, most faithful husband in all the land of Albi. She prayed for her children, Bram, Maddie, Henry, and Rollo. All were dearly loved and deserving, but especially these days she prayed for Rollo. Rollo the eldest, Rollo the brilliant, Rollo the most gifted, and now Rollo in the most terrible danger. Before the awful news...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?